Chapter 4, Approaching Krishna, the All-Pervading Truth. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd men of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.8.21. The Lord, being thus unapproachable by any material assets, out of unbounded and causeless mercy descends on the earth as he is, in order to show his special mercy upon his unalloyed devotees and to diminish the upsurges of the demoniac persons. Queen Kunti specifically adores the incarnation or descent of Lord Krishna above all other incarnations, because in this particular incarnation he is more approachable. In the Ram incarnation, he remained a king's son from his very childhood. But in the incarnation of Krishna, although he was the son of a king, he had once left the shelter of his real father and mother, King Vasudev and Queen Devaki, just after his appearance, and went to the lap of Yashoda Mayi to play the part of an ordinary cowherd boy in the blessed Vrajbhumi, which is very sanctified because of his childhood pastimes. Therefore, Lord Krishna is more merciful than Lord Ram. He was undoubtedly very kind to Kunti's brother Vasudev and the family. Had he not become the son of Vasudev and Devaki, Queen Kunti could not claim him to be her nephew and thus address Krishna in parental affection. But Nanda and Yashoda are more fortunate, because they could relish the Lord's childhood pastimes, which are more attractive than all other pastimes. There is no parallel to his childhood pastimes as exhibited in Vrajabhumi, which are prototypes of his eternal affairs in the original Krishna Loka, described as the Chintamani Dham in the Brahma Samhita. Lord Sri Krishna descended himself at Vrajabhumi with all his transcendental entourage and paraphernalia. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore confirmed that no one is as fortunate as the residents of Vrajabhumi, and especially the cowherd girls, who dedicated their everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. His pastimes with Nanda and Yashoda, and his pastimes with the cowherd men, and especially with the cowherd boys and the cows, have caused him to be known as Govinda. Lord Krishna as Govinda is more inclined to the brahmanas and the cows, indicating thereby that human prosperity depends more or less on these two items, namely brahminical culture and cow protection. Lord Krishna is never satisfied where these are lacking. In the beginning of her prayers, Kunti Devi said, Namasye Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakriti Param. I offer my obeisances unto the person Purusha who is Prakriti Param, beyond this material manifestation. Thus, in the beginning, Kunti Devi gave us the understanding that God is the Supreme Purusha, the Supreme Person. He is not impersonal. He is a person, but he is not a person of this material world or this material creation, and he does not have a material body. This is to be understood. The poor fund of knowledge held by the impersonalists cannot accommodate how the Supreme Absolute Truth can be a person, because whenever they think of a person, they think of a person of this material world. That is their defect. Why should God be a person of this material world? Therefore, in the beginning, Kunti Devi cleared away this misunderstanding by saying that the Lord is Prakriti Param, beyond this material creation. Yet, he is a person, and now, by the grace of Kunti, we can understand that this Supreme Person, although Alakshyam, invisible, has now visibly appeared as Krishna. Kunti Devi says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. The word Vasudev is sometimes understood to mean the all-pervading. The impersonalists have this conception of Vasudev. And therefore, Kunti Devi points out, that Vasudev, the all-pervading, is Krishna. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tisthati. Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is present in everyone's heart. Thus, he is all-pervading. Krishna, the original person, exists in three features, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the all-pervading Paramatma, the Supersoul, and as the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Those who are interested in Bhakti Yoga have no interest in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, which is for common man. If one were an inhabitant of the sun, what interest would he have in the sunshine? That would be most insignificant for him. Similarly, those who are advanced in spiritual life are not interested in the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Rather, they are interested in Purusha, the Supreme Person, Vasudev. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this realization of the Supreme Person takes place after many, many births, bahunam janmanamante. The jnanis, the impersonalists who are attached to the Brahman effulgence, try to understand the absolute truth by dint of their knowledge, but they do not know that their knowledge is imperfect and limited, whereas Krishna, the absolute truth, is unlimited. We cannot approach the unlimited by our limited knowledge. That is not possible. By the grace of devotees like Kunti Devi, we can understand that the all-pervading absolute truth, Vasudev Paramatma, is present as Krishna, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. This realization of Vasudev is not possible for impersonalists very easily. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam jamanamante gyanamamam papadyate Vasudevam svarameti samhatma sudurlava. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. End quote. The word Mahatma means broad-minded. One who cannot understand Krishna is not broad-minded, but cripple-minded. If one becomes broad-minded, then by the grace of Krishna, one can understand Krishna. The process of understanding Krishna is sevan mukha, by rendering service. Sevan mukha he jivado. Realization of Vasudev is possible by rendering service, beginning with the tongue. The tongue has two functions, to vibrate and to taste. So if one repeatedly hears and vibrates the Hare Krishna mantra and tastes prasad, food offered to Krishna, by this very simple method, one will realize Vasudev, Krishna. Krishna will reveal himself. It is not that by our own endeavor alone we can understand Krishna, but our endeavor in loving service will make us qualified, and then Krishna will reveal himself. Saivam eva suratyada. Krishna is very much anxious to take us back home, back to Godhead, but we are stubborn and do not wish to go. Therefore, he is always looking for the opportunity to take us back home. He is just like an affectionate father. When a son, who is a rascal, leaves his father and goes loitering in the street with no food and no shelter and suffers very much, the father is always anxious to bring the boy back home. Similarly, Krishna is the Supreme Father, and all the living entities within this material world are exactly like misled children of a wealthy man who have left home to loiter in the street. Therefore, the greatest benefit one can bestow upon one's fellow human being is to give him Krishna consciousness. No kind of material profit will satisfy the living entity, but if he is given Krishna consciousness, he will actually be satisfied. A bewildered boy loitering in the street may be reminded, "My dear boy, why are you suffering so much? You are the son of a very rich man who has so much property. Why are you loitering in the street? And if he comes to understand, yes, I am the son of this important man. Why shall I loiter in the street? He may then return home. Therefore, the best service is to inform those who have forgotten Krishna, you are part and parcel of Krishna. You are the son of Krishna, who is full in all opulence. Why are you rotting in this material world? This is the greatest service. Maya, illusion, is very strong, but it is the duty of every devotee of Krishna to try to enlighten everyone in Krishna consciousness. Kunti Devi, for example, first said that although Krishna, the Supreme Person, is within and without, to rascals and fools, he is invisible. Therefore, she points out, here is the Lord, Krishna. Krishna is the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishnaya Vasudevaya. But he is very much pleased to become the son of Devaki Nandana. Devaki Nandana is also mentioned in the Atharva Veda. Krishna comes as Devaki Nandana, and his father is Nandagopa, Nanda Maharaj. Krishna likes to be related to his devotees who act as father and mother. Although here in this material world we try to make our relationship with the Supreme by accepting him as father, Krishna wants to become the son. He takes pleasure in becoming the son of a devotee. Ordinary men want God as their father, but that is not very pleasing to Krishna because the son always bothers the father. Give me this, give me this, give me this. Of course, Krishna has immense potencies by which he can supply as much as everyone wants. Eko bahanam yo vididati kamam. He supplies food for the elephant, and he supplies food to the ant. So why not to the human being? But rascals do not know this. They work hard, like asses, day and night, to find bread. And if they go to church, there also they pray, give me bread. They are concerned only with the bread problem. Although the living entity is the son of the richest, most opulent person, he has created a bread problem. This is called ignorance. He thinks, if I do not solve my bread problem, if I do not drive my trucks day and night, how can I live? End quote. This is the nonsense of our modern civilization. Where is the bread problem? Krishna can supply unlimited amounts of bread. There are thousands of elephants in Africa, and Krishna supplies food to them. So if he can supply food to the elephants, why not to the human beings? The Bhagavatam therefore says, don't waste your time with this bread problem. We should not waste our time with solving economic problems. Economic development is nonsense. Of course, this proposal is very revolutionary, and people may even hate me for it. What is Swamiji saying? They may ask. But actually, it is a fact. This economic development is madness. Suppose one has a rich father and enough food. Suppose one knows, my father is the richest man in the city. Then where is one's economic problem? Actually, that is our position. We have no economic problem. Everything is completely provided. We want water. Just see. There are oceans of water. Of course, we want pure water, and although the ocean has so much water, when water is scarce, we shall have to take help from Krishna, who will evaporate the water and turn it into clouds, and then when the rain falls down, the water will be sweet. Otherwise, we cannot drink it. Everything is under control, and everything, water, light, heat, and so on, is complete. Om Purnam Ada Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udatsite Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavashishite. Quote, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. Ishvapanishad invocation. Krishna's stock is never exhausted. We must simply become obedient to him, and the supply will be there. Therefore, a Krishna-conscious person has no economic problem. Everything is sufficiently supplied by Krishna. In Los Angeles, the neighbors of our temple are sometimes very envious. You do not work, they say to our Krishna-conscious devotees. You have no anxiety. You have 4 cars. You are eating so nicely. How is that? Actually, they are right. Somehow or other, we are getting everything we need, and we have no problems. For if one simply becomes a sincere servant of Krishna, everything is provided. They are envious of us because we do not work, but still, we have so much. But why don't they come and join us? That they will not do. Come with us, we say. Chant Hare Krishna. No, no, no. That I cannot do. All right, then work with your trucks. By zooming around in their cars and trucks, they have made their own lives dangerous, and they have created danger for others also. At any moment, there may be an accident. But they say that this is civilization. Nonsense. This is not civilization. Civilization means calmness, prosperity, and shanti, peace. In peace and prosperity, one should be Krishna conscious always. People work so hard day and night, simply for a little food, not knowing that their food has already been provided. Avidya karma shamgana tritya shaktir ishate Vishnu Purana 6761. This material world is full of ignorance, avidya. Therefore, our endeavor should be to become freed from this ignorance. It is only for this reason that we should work, to come out of ignorance. We are thinking, I am this material body. I have to work day and night, and then I shall get my food, and I shall live. End quote. This is ignorance. We have lived this life of ignorance in other forms than that of a human being. We have lived in bird life, in beast life, and so on. But now, in this life, we should be peaceful, calm, and quiet, and should simply inquire about the absolute truth. Jivasya tattva jignasa, atato brahma jignasa. That should be one's occupation. We are simply sitting down and inquiring about Krishna. And this is what one should do. This is life. Why should one work day and night like an ass? What kind of life is this? No, this is not life. Therefore, the Bhagavatam says to one who is intelligent, Kovita, your life should be engaged for this purpose, for understanding the absolute truth. Then how will my economic problem be solved? The answer is that the happiness one desires from economic development will come automatically in due course of time. We are looking for happiness. Are you looking for distress? No, sir. Then why does distress come upon you? If you are not eager for calamities and distress, Why do they come upon you? According to our karma, our life holds some portion of happiness and some portion of distress. Therefore, if distress comes without invitation, happiness will also come without invitation. We are already destined to have a certain amount of happiness and a certain amount of distress, and we cannot change that. What we should make, therefore, is to get free from this material condition of life. That should be our only business. According to our karma, we are sometimes taking birth in a higher planetary system as demigods, and sometimes taking birth as cats and dogs, or as germs in stool. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. Chaitanya Charitamrita 19.151. Only a fortunate living entity gets the opportunity to associate with Krishna and Krishna's devotee. And in this way, he gets the seed of devotional service, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, and then his life becomes sublime. Kunti Devi, therefore, is pointing our attention toward Krishna, the Supreme Person, who is Alakshya, invisible to all. Who is that invisible person? Here, Krishna. Oh, Krishna, one may say. There are so many Krishnas. Therefore, Kunti Devi says, I am offering my prayers to Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. There are many Vasudevs. No, Nanda Gopa Kumaraya. I am praying to the foster son of Maharaj Nanda. In this way, three times she points out, here is Krishna. Krishna officially takes birth as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki, but in his childhood he enjoys the company of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This is Krishna's pastime. Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya. Krishna's pastimes are all jubilant. Ananda Mayo Biashat. He is by nature full of bliss. We shall never find Krishna unhappy. Krishna is always happy, and whoever associates with him is also happy. Therefore, he is known as Govinda. The word go means senses. We are looking for sense gratification. And if we associate with Krishna, we shall enjoy our senses abundantly, just like the gopis who are dancing with Krishna. Thus, there is no scarcity of sense gratification, but this sense gratification in association with Krishna is not gross sense gratification. Rather, it is the spiritual sense gratification enjoyed in the spiritual world. Ananda Chinmaya Sat Ujvala Vigrahasya. That ananda, or pleasure, is not the third-class ananda we enjoy with our bodily senses. Such bodily enjoyment is not ananda, but illusion. We are thinking, I am enjoying, but that ananda is not factual, because we cannot enjoy this material pleasure of the senses for long. Everyone has experienced that this material pleasure comes to an end. Spiritual enjoyment, however, does not end. Rather, it increases. That is the difference. Ananda chinmaya sat ujvala vigrahasya govindam adi purusham tamham bhajami. Brahma Samhita 5.32. Therefore, we have to associate with Govinda. Here it is also said, Govindaya namo namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Govinda. The Krishna consciousness movement is so sublime that it puts one directly in contact with Govinda. The worship of the deity of Krishna in the temple is also direct contact with Govinda. The Vigraha, the deity of Krishna, appears by Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna is Alakshya, invisible, he becomes visible just to give us the facility to see him. It is not that Krishna is stone, wood, or metal. Krishna is always Krishna. But because we cannot see anything beyond material elements, like wood, stone, or metal, he appears in a form made of these elements. He is neither wood, metal, or stone. But we associate with the deity. We associate with Krishna personally. Because Krishna is invisible, he very kindly takes a form that is visible to us. This is Krishna's mercy. Do not think, oh, here's a stone Krishna. Krishna is everything. Therefore, Krishna is stone also. But he's not the kind of stone that it cannot act. Even in the form of stone or metal, Krishna can act as Krishna. And one who worships the deity will perceive that. Svayam eva svratyada. The deity, although apparently stone, may speak with a devotee. There are many instances in which this has happened. I am very pleased, therefore, when my disciples nicely dress the deity, offer the deity nice foodstuffs, and keep the temple very clean. Shri Mandira Marjandao. Marjana means cleansing. Whether one dresses Krishna or cleanses the temple, the spiritual benefit one receives is the same. Don't think, I am only a cleanser and he is a dresser. No, the person who is dressing the deity and the person who is cleansing the temple are the same because Krishna is absolute. Therefore, one should engage in Krishna's service in any way, and one's life will be successful. This is the Krishna consciousness movement. By the grace of Kunti Devi, we can understand that Krishna, Vasudev, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Vasudev also indicates that the Lord is understood when one comes to the platform of pure goodness, which is also called Vasudev, or Visuddhasattva. Sattvam Visuddham Vasudevam Sabditam. To understand the Supreme Lord, we must first come to the platform of Sattva, goodness. But goodness here in the material world is sometimes contaminated by the lower qualities of ignorance and passion. By hearing about Krishna, however, one comes to the platform of pure goodness. Shrinvatam Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. We should try to hear and chant about Krishna always, 24 hours a day. And in this way, the dirty things will be cleansed from our hearts. It is not that one should only attend a Bhagavad Shatapa, official reading of the Bhagavatam for 7 days. That is another form of exploitation. In the Bhagavatam, it is said, Nasya Pareshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. The word Nityam means daily or 24 hours a day. One should always read Srimad Bhagavatam and carry out the order of one's spiritual master. The word Bhagavat may refer either to the spiritual master or to the book Srimad Bhagavatam. So one should always serve the person Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat. Bhagavati Uttamashloki Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Then one will be fixed, immovably, Naishtiki, in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one should realize the benefits of the Krishna consciousness movement by the prescribed spiritual process and try to distribute these benefits to other people. To awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness of others is the greatest welfare activity in the world. We can actually see that devotees who were not Krishna conscious 4 or 5 years ago have been awakened and are now Krishna conscious. Similarly, others can be awakened also. There is no difficulty. The process is the same. By following in the footsteps of devotees like Kunti, we shall be able to understand Krishna's identity. For example, we may ask a person's identity by asking, "What is your father's name?" So, Srimad Bhagavatam presents God with his father's name, his mother's name, and even his address. We are not impersonalists with a vague idea of God. If one takes advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement, one can understand God perfectly and completely.